are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning from the Peer Players, we've got Emily Koster and Justin Munyer. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
And, well, we're getting to that time, and it's a little different this time. Your newest production is going to be kicking off this weekend, but you're going to have your preview. That's going on tonight, and then this weekend is the actual full-scale production for everybody.
Yep. We're kicking off with preview night tonight. That's going to be doors open at 7 o'clock. It's general admission, so first come, first serve, only $5 at the door. So it's a pretty screaming deal, I think, for, you know, some middle-of-the-week entertainment. And then we open on Friday.
Now, this play is called Ordinary Days, and this one, I didn't realize, is very musical, isn't it?
Very. it's sung through almost the entire way through. Minimal dialogue, but we promise it's nothing like an opera. It's still very conversational, full of, you know, moments of wit and charm. So,
very nice. And tell us a little bit about your roles. You are both in this. Emily, who are you in this play?
Yeah, so I play the role of Deb, and she's basically a grad student who has picked up her life and moved to New York to kind of chase this big picture dream of being, you know, in the realm of academia, a writer, a professor, and she's just finding increasingly that she's more and more stressed out about trying to chase this big picture, and she's losing sight of the smaller things. So her journey in the musical is one of kind of shaking off expectations and leaning into, you know, the joy of the ordinary.
Very nice. Sounds pretty interesting. And Justin, you are... this is another production for you. You've been in some in the past. What are you doing in this one?
So my job is, I'm one of the ensemble members, where I like to affectionately call it Man A. come to the show and you'll understand why that's funny. It's kind of my job to bring life to the world around the main four characters, play a lot of the different characters that you might experience and meet while walking the streets of New York, from a software developer working remotely in a coffee shop to someone drooling on Deb's shoulder in the subway.
Very nice. Now, how has this one come together compared to maybe some of the other ones of the past? I mean, sometimes you have a lot of lines to learn, so it takes a little bit longer, or, you know, sometimes it just clicks. How was this one for you guys?
Well, for me in particular, this is probably one of the few mostly silent characters that I've had to play. So it's really had to lean more a lot on my body language acting and things like that. I do a lot of looks of disgust at the cast and things like that. And it's been really interesting not having really many lines to lean on as one of the ensemble members.
Yeah. And kind of building off of that, it's been great having the ensemble to, like, work off of as, you know, one of the lead roles, just to have, you know, people to, because originally the production didn't call for an ensemble, but our director was like, no, let's get some people in there. Let's make it feel like it's actually New York and you're interacting with all these different people in these different situations.
Sure.
So it's been a really great, like, kind of collaborative, workshoppy effort, you know, throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's been honestly so much fun. So
it sounds like a great time. It's going to be at the Grand Opera House. As you mentioned, tonight is the preview. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the first weekend, but you've got some days next week. If people can't make it this weekend, that they've got another opportunity.
Yep. Those will have a show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night next weekend.
Excellent. So folks can get, of course, tickets right at the box office, but they can call ahead and get them all set. So when they get there, they just have to stop in and pick them up.
Exactly. Easy peasy.
All right. Well, I know it's going to be another great show. I know you guys are going to be busy this weekend and next week, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for stopping in, and I know folks that are going to come out, they're just going to have another great time at the Grand Opera House with the Peer Players.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, will do.
Will do.
Excellent. There's Emily Koster and Justin Munyer, a couple of the peer players performing in Ordinary Days. Go on out and see the production. All the details you can find online at peerplayers.com. And you can also swing by the Grand Opera House and get your tickets for the shows. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Mae Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.